Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of Talk of Champions. I am Billy Embody. Right there on your screen is Ben Garrett. We're excited to bring you another Ole Miss Fall Camp practice report presented by our friends at Riverland Roofing. And as well, we're going to have two key interviews with some Rebels. We're going to have Caden Lee and Harrison Wallace, two of the big pieces for this Ole Miss wide receiver group, on the show as well. Great interviews by Ben. We do all that and more on Talk of Champions, which starts right now.
Protecting homes and businesses from the whims of nature, you need more than just quality materials. You require Riverland Roofing. Licensed, insured, and certified, Riverland Roofing offers not only the assurance of excellence, but a tailored approach to your unique structural needs and budget. To learn more about what Riverland Roofing can do for you and the community, call them at 662-644-4297 or visit riverlandroofing.com.
You're locked into Talk of Champions, an Ole Miss podcast powered by Riverland Roofing and featuring Ben Garrett and Billy Embody of Rebel Grove.
Well, welcome in, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of Talk of Champions, presented by our friends at Riverland Roofing. 662-644-4297 is where you can get the latest on all your roofing needs. Schedule an appointment, schedule an estimate, however you want to do it. Reach out to our friends at Riverland. Ben Garrett joining me from the New Albany branch of the Riverland Roofing Studios. And we have a ton to report as Ole Miss wraps up their first week of fall camp. Ben, you were out there today on this beautiful Friday. What'd you see that the Rebels showed off today?
Well, first, it was really fun because my wife and youngest daughter, there's Riley, they went back to school today, Bill. So Gracie, my oldest, actually went with me to practice. It was a take your daughter to work day, and it was really neat for her to, you know, shake hands with TJ Daugherty, who said, "Man, Ben, that's your twin," and he's not lying. And all the coaches and Jonathan Hess and others that came and talked to us, that was really cool to experience that through the eyes of my daughter. And it was funny because Chuck, who works with us at the Ole Miss, Rebel Grove, excuse me, I'm still working. I'm sorry, Bill. I'm working on that.
Chuck is the Ole Miss spirit, though. So that's totally expected, you know.
Well said. But Chuck, who works with us at Rebel Grove and affiliate of On3, sign up right now for just $1. Man, you can get all of this coverage for just $1. We're rolling over at Rebel Grove, the newly rebranded Rebel Grove. But Chuck walks up and says, "Gracie, who's the best running back?" She said, "I don't know what a running back is." So it was a fun little experience with my daughter today at practice. And they were outdoors. They put on some pads today, Bill, a little bit more contact. Still not a lot, obviously, but certainly things that stuck out. The wide receivers continue to impress. The depth of the wide receivers continue to impress. Even my daughter, who doesn't know what a wide receiver is, could tell that those guys, they're good at this thing called football, and they were out there certainly impressing. Again, Traylon Ray keeps standing out, the transfer from West Virginia. And if you look at him and Deuce Alexander and Harrison Wallace, Ole Miss signed five wide receivers in a transfer class ranked second nationally by Own Three. Caleb Odom is now a tight end. We're going to touch on that too, because he's running as the number two clear-cut tight end. I thought that was notable behind Daquan Wright, ahead of Hayden Bradley and other guys, viable candidates that might have been ready or are ready to step up and step in for Lucas, who's out till at least October. But Caleb Odom is that number two guy. But the other receivers, Traylon Ray, Deuce Alexander, Dejon Stribling, and of course Harrison Wallace, three of the four, excluding Dejon Stribling, they look very similar in build and body type, and I could see every single one of those really contributing to winning next year for Ole Miss. Traylon Ray continues again to really stand out with the second team unit. He's still, you know, kind of figuring some things out because he missed all of the spring. Like Ricky Fletcher, the cornerback transfer who Ole Miss signed in the second portal window, getting his feet under him schematically. Damian Taylor's another good example of this, the Troy transfer running back. I think there's a little bit of that going on with Traylon Ray, but the physical ability and the catch radius, all those things, certainly standing out. And Deuce Alexander, I think, is going to just be a consistent lunch pail performer for Ole Miss. And I could very well see both Alexander and Ray kind of combining to help fill the void of the role that is now wide open with Jordan Watkins with the San Francisco 49ers in the NFL now. They're going to need multiple guys. You're not going to just be able to put one of those guys in Jordan Watkins' spot and replace him, but I certainly think both of those guys together could really bring a lot to Ole Miss offensively, not just as security blankets for Austin Simmons in the slot either. Traylon Ray's running as the number two Y behind Harrison Wallace, and both of those guys, again, very similar in build, but bring different things to the field that are really exciting when you think about the depth of options at wide receiver. So it was a really fun day. It was fun to see them in pads hitting a little bit. Patrick Kudus, the transfer offensive lineman from Arkansas, he is still limited. He's not in a black no contact jersey, but still limited as they kind of protect him. He's had durability concerns his entire career dating back to Arkansas, so they want to make sure that they get him to the season opener on August 30th. Don't really need to see what he can do in preseason camp, all that. I would venture to say it's more about protecting him, wrapping him in bubble wrap, like you said on Monday when we talked after practice. Same thing here. You know, I think because he was out there at the very start of practice, individual stuff, he was snapping as the number two center behind Bryson Sanders, which is something we've talked about a lot. And John Wayne Oliver, who they've moved to center after a strong spring at tackle, he's really providing some intriguing upside, you know, there at that position as well. So I think Patrick Kudus could play today if Ole Miss, you know, kicked off the season today. But they don't kick off the season today, Bill. They don't kick off until August 30th against Georgia State, but certainly some exciting, encouraging signs out there. And honestly, I don't see a ton of problem areas. I mean, there's obviously some work to do in the back end at the secondary, but Kapina Gushkin has really just been a stabilizing force. Sage Ryan as well. They're still figuring some things out at corner. Antonio Kite and Chris Graves are still starting with the first team. I think Ricky Fletcher is going to start sooner rather than later, but a lot kind of all encompassing there in that answer for you, Bill, because it was, while we only got a limited viewing like we will for 11 practices, which is more than most every other media group in the SEC, there were certainly things that stood out. And those wide receivers, I'm telling you, man, there's a lot to be excited about that. I don't think Lane Kiffin was being hyperbolic at all on Monday when he said that that group, specifically the outside wide receivers, could be a real strength for this team. It shows up every single day in practice. And when you're breaking in a first-year starter at quarterback, regardless of how good of a starting point he starts at, right, with Austin Simmons, there's going to be some growing pains. To have this kind of luxury of options out there is certainly a feather in the cap for an Ole Miss team that believes it's ready to contend again, and it'd be hard to argue with them right now.
And I think the addition of Kapina Gushkin is probably one of the more underrated ones,
yes,
of this offseason, because you think Washington State.
Right.
His name's, yeah, Kapina Gushkin. I mean, that's just kind of a football, true, thing. But out there on the West Coast, you know, he played some really good football for Washington State this past year. And when they got him, I guess, you know, kind of let this cat out of the bag now, but we're talking with, you know, a couple of recently departed Ole Miss personnel staffers, and man, they circled him from the get-go as somebody who, once he got in, they were really excited with what they got. And, you know, I know a couple of the Washington State publishers out there and some people that cover the Cougs, and I said, who is this guy? You know, what's kind of the story here about why he's leaving? And of course, Washington State now in the pack, whatever they are now. They've added a couple. Hey, Texas State's in there too now. But hey, G.J. Kinney and them getting a shot to travel the country, I guess. But Kapina Gushkin is one that they just loved how he could play all over the field, be the nickel, though, but really just have a bunch of position versatility. Because the way Ole Miss wanted to attack the secondary, and if you're on Rebel Grove or the site earlier this summer and earlier this year, Ole Miss Spirit at the time, you had a chance to kind of find out more about how they were going about rebuilding the secondary, because they needed to rebuild it. You lost Trey Amos. You lost so many guys that have played a ton of snaps. Ben, when we posted the PFF snap counts from the defense, it's scary how much is new and how much turnover there's kind of been, and young guys needing to step up now. And so the way they went about attacking the secondary is, let's find guys that can play across the secondary. Jalen Braxton could very well end up playing safety. Sage Ryan, like you talked about earlier on the podcast this week with Sage, or preceding the interview, man, he played corner. He played safety at LSU. Now he's a veteran of the SEC. We'll see how good he is. You know, I remember the Sage Ryan recruitment back when I was covering LSU. And I tell you what, Pete Golding thought that one was going his way, and it was going to be on Saban's birthday and all of those things. And LSU at the time, it was Ed Orgeron. It was, you know, the whole crew over there. I tell you, when they wanted a kid out of Louisiana, it was the days right before NIL, and they just said, make us say no. I mean, yep. He had committed to Alabama. He had committed to Pete Golding, and I'm sure Pete had a little bit of a brutal day at the office when he had to told Saban on his birthday that Sage Ryan wasn't coming out of Louisiana. But it was just one of those recruitments that was kind of strange, the way it all went down. And so it's pretty cool that I think Sage is here with Pete Golding and kind of full circle moment. And maybe that ultimately helps him be a more productive player, more comfortable player. And, you know, through no fault of Sage's own, that was at the time kind of a brutal coaching staff to play for. Outside of, you know, this past year, Blake Baker seems to be a good up-and-coming coach. But Sage getting this fresh start is huge for him. We'll see how it works because it was up and down at LSU. But Kapina Gushkin and Sage Ryan are two examples of how they knew they had so much work to do to rebuild the secondary. So they had to get guys with position versatility. Like when they picked up Jalen Braxton, they picked him up in part over A&M because he had expressed that he really wanted to play corner. And Texas A&M had another corner coming in, and they were actually on the visit on this at the same time. So it was kind of a unique dynamic with a guy like Jalen Braxton now, as he could end up playing a little bit of both. But this is a pro organization. They're going to put you in the right situation that they feel like you can best thrive in. So as we look at this secondary, there's so much moving pieces that are there throughout camp, but they have assembled a group between the handful of returners that they have and the group that they brought in that, okay, let's find a best five. Now, we also have to look at, well, Kapina Gushkin should play nickel if we can do it, or, you know, some of the, Ricky Fletcher is a corner, but we also have people that we feel like we could play multiple spots. And so getting that best five out there is really going to be one of the things to watch. And what that best five looks like is really going to be something that by the time you and I and the rest of the crew is hanging out at College Corner on August 13th or Funky's on August 14th in the evening, you check the board for more information on that, we're going to have a lot more to talk about as far as how these position battles have played out. But those are two that if they hit, in particular, that's where you could really feel better about it. And then the one no one's talking about, Ricky Fletcher, of course. But they do have their hands full every day in practice covering this wide receiver group and tight end matching up with a Caleb Odom and a Daquan Wright. And, you know, they like Hayden Bradley. They like some of these other guys. But, you know, the wide receiver group is a bunch of gazelles, as my college wide receivers coach used to say, man. They can really gallop and go. So this is a tough challenge for them in camp. And, you know, it's going to be worked out probably into the season a little bit, and you hope you have a really good feeling about it by the time you head up to Kentucky.
Oh, absolutely. And you hit on a lot of things that are just absolutely right on. The positional versatility is the greatest strength of this Ole Miss defensive secondary. Antonio Kite is one of the starting cornerbacks right now opposite Chris Graves. I'm not saying that that's how it's going to stick, but that's where they're starting. But that's a player that was a safety at Auburn a lot, that played a lot of nickel corner. You see that a lot with the profile across the board. Kapina Gushkin is a good example of this. Sage Ryan is a good example of this. Jalen Braxton is a good example of this. The key for Jalen Braxton, who I think is the wild card of the entire group, he has to get on the field. He has to get over the injury situation that hampered him and limited him to essentially no contact at all in the spring. He's been in a black jersey for the first full week of camp. Jalen Braxton is truly one of the wild cards of this entire team, not just the secondary or the defense, because when he is on, when he is healthy, when he's playing to his peak capacity, this is an All-American caliber player. He was a freshman All-American in 2023 for Arkansas at corner. If Ole Miss goes into the year starting Antonio Kite, an Auburn transfer, or Chris Graves, who's in his second year, I'm pretty sure, or third, I can't remember, with Chris Graves, came from Miami, another transfer guy. If neither of them or one of them can't really settle into one of those spots, well, yes, you can put Jalen Braxton there. Sage Ryan can slide over there, and then you can figure some things out on the back end. Nick Cole, it's time for him. And he's starting right now for Ole Miss at free safety. But I think they like the mix they have, it's certainly better in such a better place than it was after the spring, Bill. Because after the spring, man, talking to a man, they didn't know, they knew they didn't have enough. They knew they didn't have enough, that just wasn't going to cut it. Now you're seeing the labor of the second portal window really play out for Ole Miss, because now there's an actual two deep. Ricky Fletcher is going to push Chris Graves. He's right there with the second team already. Tavoy Fagan, the transfer from Clemson, is in a black no-contact jersey, but he was going through some team stuff. I think it's more just about protecting him, keeping him healthy. He's wearing number 21. He has a lot of there's a lot of excitement about what he could be in the future. Maybe in the short term, he's more of a depth piece, developmental piece, but what he could be, they're really excited about. And already when he's your second, third option there at one of the cornerback spots, it's just such a better position than Ole Miss was in coming out of the spring. Also of note, TJ Banks was at practice today. He was on walking crutches. He wears number 7. He was number 19. He changed to number 7. They moved him from cornerback. He was one of the two starting cornerbacks for most of the spring. Now he's been moved to safety, but he's out because he was tragically in the car when Corey Adams and other Ole Miss football players, when the shooting happened there in Memphis that resulted in a loss of life for Corey Adams. And tomorrow they're dismissing the entire team is, so that the players and coaches can go to a celebration of life for Corey Adams in Memphis on Saturday. It's, I think, a really important and significant thing for the team to do, a show of solidarity and support. And TJ Banks, you know, it was almost an equal tragedy to him. I mean, he got shot as well through his knee, right above the kneecap, is what I think I read somewhere. But like, I just knew he'd been shot too, somewhere in the knee. Someone said kneecap. I don't want to say for sure, but you know, he didn't have to have surgery off of it. So there is a chance he could return this year, but not having him in the defensive secondary, especially at one of those safety spots, is not ideal because, yeah, he was in the two deep at worst there. I mean, at worst, he was going to be a key special teamer and a guy that they could have in a rotation. And now without him, they're having to figure some things out. But fortunately, like you touched on, they had that positional versatility, not just with Sage, who I think is going to be steady as they come. And he had nothing but great things to say to me about Pete Golding and that relationship you touched on. You know, it dates back to high school. And the scheme has been a challenge for him to pick up on Pete Golding. Man, he doesn't let you dip your toes in. He just throws you into the deep end and say, hey, man, figure it out or don't. And so far, so good for Sage Ryan, though it has been really difficult for him coming from another decorated system at LSU. But at Ole Miss and Pete Golding, it's been a different animal, but he's learning on the job and he's done a good job so far. And I think that veteran leadership that he can provide as well does not need to be discounted, especially for a group that doesn't have a lot of it right now. I mean, it's a lot of guys with upside, but not a ton of sure things. Sage Ryan needs to be one of those sure things. And so far he has been, but you nailed it, man, with Kapina Gushkin. When I say that guy's been consistent, I mean, since day one, the physical nature, they love him in that star spot where he can come up and play at the line of scrimmage. He can drop back into coverage. He's guarding a lot of tight ends. Had a good PBU today against Hayden Bradley where he just stuck to his hip and knocked it out. He's not going to blow you over physically. Like, you're not going to look at him and go, man, that guy right there. But he's built now, but he's not particularly tall or anything like that. But man, is he a gamer so far? It looks like, at least. I mean, they've got to play some actual games to be a gamer in the SEC. But so far, man, yeah, he's been such an important get for them. And really, like you mentioned as well, not one that was necessarily, atop the breaking news, meter. Unlike some other guys in that number two ranked portal class, but he might prove to be, at least so far in role and the consistency he's provided, one of the most crucial lands that they got out of the portal. So, yeah, that secondary is coming together. And I think that's an encouraging sign if you're an Ole Miss fan, because a month of practices in the spring and, buddy, they were just experimenting every single day. Now I think they have a good hold on what they think it's going to look like. It could obviously change. This is just week one, but so far, it's been an encouraging turnaround for that secondary that really it was the problem areas coming out of the spring. And that two deep looks different. The starting five looks different because I think they really love their starting seven. Talking to a source on the Ole Miss coaching staff, like, they said if they would put their front eight against anybody in the country, their rotational front eight against anybody in the country. And that's speaking specifically about the defensive line. And yes, there's you lost everything. Princely Umanmielen, Jared Ivey, But like there's Walter Nolan. We got to stop not mentioning Walter Nolan, the best of the bunch probably. But they love what they have. They really do. So Taron Perkins is in for a monster year. He's coming off a monster year, but I think they're about to build the whole defense around him and just turn him loose. Deshaun Womack has really taken to that Jared Ivey role pretty well. William Echols and Cam Franklin are both with the second team, but man, once they crack the starting lineup at some point, it's going to be hard to take them out. I'm going to tell you that because those guys are really pushing as well. But Xavier Harris and Jam Brown, they just really like the depth of the front seven, but they had to match that with the back five. And I think now they're not quite there. Obviously, they're not there, but certainly at a much better place than they were coming out of the spring. And that's a big, big deal for this Ole Miss football team.
Warning, the following ZipRecruiter radio spot you are about to hear is going to be filled with F-words.
When you're hiring, we at ZipRecruiter know you can feel frustrated, forlorn even, like your efforts are futile, and you can spend a fortune trying to find fabulous people, only to get flooded with candidates who are just fine. Fortunately, ZipRecruiter figured out how to fix all that. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. With ZipRecruiter, you can forget your frustrations because we find the right people for your roles fast, which is our absolute favorite F word. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day.
Fantastic.
So whether you need to hire 4, 40, or 400 people, get ready to meet first-rate talent. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/zip to try ZipRecruiter for free. Don't forget, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. Finally, that's ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at Shopify.com/RedCircle, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/RedCircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/RedCircle.
Yeah, no question about it. And look, one of the guys that Ole Miss defensive backs are going to have to take their lumps with, it seems, is Caden Lee, the star slot and returning receiver for the Rebels. We've talked to him multiple times this offseason.
That's my guy, Caden Lee, Honeycomb Lee. That's my dude right there. I mean, he's a good dude, and he's really taking the leadership too, Bill. And I think that's important for a brand new team. Caden, while he's a little softer on the spoken side, man, he plays big, and he's a fierce competitor, and he's been a great friend of this program. I just wanted to give him a shout out because what a good dude he's been for us.
He has, and I mean, the thing about this business is like when you. And I think Ole Miss does a really good job. And I really think this is one of the reasons why this culture is as strong. And in my limited time following it day in, day out since, you know, last summer, really, this is a program that all of their guys, for the most part, are well-spoken, will look you in the eye, you know, like build a relationship with you. And it's a pro mindset that I see out of this program. And that's what really helps build these guys up so quickly to getting to that level of talking and being open and, you know, just building relationship with you away from when, even when you're in front of the entire media, you know, having the guys that you've had on the pod with the gamers and as well as just the exclusive interviews that we continue to have on Rebel Grove YouTube and the podcast network Talk of Champions. This is, you could see why Lane is able to talk about this team and his players the way that he is with kind of that pro mindset because they are pros. I mean, they are. Like hearing you interview Sage Ryan, and I interviewed him as a recruit, when he blew up, it was at the Nike opening going into his sophomore year maybe. And he had had all these early accolades, you know, being at LCA and Lafayette and playing the way he did. And he runs like a 4.6 as a rising sophomore or something and all these – you know, eye-popping numbers, and then you're like, wow, this guy's played all over for LCA too. Man, he just he was like, it was like having a conversation with just a regular old guy between you guys. And I think that's something that just speaks to the culture, and Caden Lee is a part of it. And so we're really excited to have him join us again on the podcast. And then of course we've got another one coming for you guys right after that, as well as Harrison Wallace, a newcomer. I saw him play his last college football game just in December.
That's a stud, Bill.
Or not his last college football game. I saw him in the college football playoff in person. There you go. SMU's last game of the season. So
there you go.
But what about facts? Anyway, we're going to have Hayden, Caden Lee on and join us now. But before we do that, we do want to remind you guys about our friends at MyPerfectFranchise.net. Andy Ludicky can help you get into the franchise opportunity that is best for you and your family, whether it be trying to meet some new financial goals or finding the franchise that is more in line with what you're willing to spend to start your first franchise. He can help you navigate that because he's a franchise consultant that's been doing this for decades. His services are 100% free, and he can help you with any questions you have on franchise ownership. Give him a call, 404-973-9901, or email him, Andy, A-N-D-Y, at myperfectfranchise.net, and learn more about how he can help you today. But without any further ado, we now go to our interview with Ole Miss wide receiver, Caden Lee.
Hello again, everybody. Ben Garrett here from Ole Miss's first camp, fall camp practice. And this is Caden Lee, star Ole Miss wide receiver. Talk to you all the time, Caden, but how you doing, man? Fall camp started up. What's the excitement level right now?
You know, the excitement is really high right now. Everybody's just excited to go into camp. The talent, the competition is really amazing right now. So I feel like we're out there battling, and it's going to be a good camp.
You know, it's really fascinating, too, because last year, second leading wide receiver, didn't have a drop in over 70 receptions. But you look around at the depth of the options in the wide receiver room this year, and, man, y'all might be deeper. And Lane even said that as much in his press conference. He said that could be a real strength of this team. What's your impressions of not just Harrison Wallace and Dazon Stribling, but Traylon Ray's finally back out there after he didn't get to be in the spring? Deuce Alexander's got some juice, too. What's your impressions of the overall room and the depth of it?
Yeah, you know, I feel like we were talented last year, but I feel like this year we brought in a lot of great guys, and I feel like that from the top of the room to the bottom of the room, we're doing a fantastic job, and it's gonna be talent.
You know, when I talked to you at SEC Media Days, you said you've gained some weight. I can tell, man. What have you added? You about 15 up?
Or I'm in between 10 to 15.
There you go.
Yeah.
Is there an ideal target weight for you?
Not so much as a target weight right now. Just trying to play what I feel good at. You know.
Yeah. Yeah, just play where it feels good.
Maintain it.
Yeah. What's been the challenge as far as adding weight? Have you just been eating whatever the hell you want to? Like, what's the
– No, see, that's where people go wrong. You got to eat the right things. You got to eat the right thing. You got to eat like the chicken Alfredo. You can't just go to McDonald's and get Big Macs and McFlurries, even though that sounds awesome. But you got to eat the right things.
Yeah. When you look at what Ole Miss has right now in terms of being a contender again, I mean, the expectation's been set. 21 wins in the last 2 years. Even Lane's like, yeah, there's a lot of new, but man, the expectation is the expectation. You're a team leader. Do you kind of see that too? Like, yeah, there's a lot of new here, but we know we expect to contend at the highest level every single year. And do you see another contender out there right now?
You know, right now, I feel like we're just trying to go 1-0. You know, we're just trying to beat Georgia State.
That's a good
how can we beat Georgia State? How can we really attack tomorrow's practice? It's going to be hot out there. What are we going to do?
Yeah, I don't understand how y'all can practice in this. Yeah. Like, it is brutally hot outside. And y'all got outside a little bit today, right?
We were out there.
Yeah, were you dying?
It was hot. We'll say it was hot.
It was all right. So how's Austin doing, man? I mean, you get that question all the time. I mean, you know about being his roommate, being his friend, all that kind of stuff. It just seems like he's really done well to not just step in for Jackson in a productive standpoint, but like being a leader with you. You know what I mean? Being a guy that he's still got to put some stripes on his resume. But what have you seen as far as his growth as a leader in particular? Because I think that's one thing that gets kind of undersold.
Yeah, you know, Austin, I feel like from his being more vocal as a player to just getting smarter, getting bigger, getting faster, he's put on some weight himself. So, you know, just being a quarterback that how we saw him finish the season last year to how we see him today is a totally different person. I feel like he's doing a really good job.
I asked Daquan about it. I asked Lane about it. I mean, I think a big takeaway from today was Caleb was with the tight ends, Caleb Odom, man. For him, what is that? Like, what do you think he could be? What kind of fit is that? I mean, what kind of skill set? Because, honestly, you could see the vision, right? I mean, he built like Kyle Pitts, for goodness sake. I mean, you could see that. Like, what do you think about him as a tight end?
I really feel like we can line him up anywhere. We can line him up as receiver. But, you know, we just let Coach Kiffin and Coach Weiss handle that. And I feel like whoever they put out there is going to be amazing. But he's doing a fantastic job.
And lastly, defensively, man, you go against them every single day. A lot of new there, too. What's your impressions of Ole Miss defensively and what you're going against every day?
You know, Coach Golden is going to scheme it up for us. Very challenging every day. And sometimes it gets frustrating. But, you know, it's going to make us better for the season.
He's Caden Lee, Ole Miss star wide receiver, a friend of this program for a long time. Thank you, my friend. We'll do it again, and we'll be back soon here on Talk of Champions.
Hey, great stuff, Ben, on Caden Lee. And this next interview, though, is one I'm really excited about as we roll on with the final interview on today's show, brought to you by our friends at Riverland Roofing, 662-644-4297 today. Give them a call or text them, and find out when they can come look at your roof today. Harrison Wallace the third from Pike Road, Alabama. Mm-hmm. This is a really intriguing transfer addition from Penn State that I saw him play. Like I said, his final 2024 college football games against SMU. It was really, really cold up there in State College. And he's really somebody that you wonder, and I think this is a part of projecting, you wonder what he would do in a wide open offense that didn't, you know, try to beat the clock to death and roll on. And of course, Penn State had a great tight end, went in the top 10 in the NFL draft. But he played in 15 games, 46 receptions, 720 yards, 4 touchdowns on the year. Had a really, really good yards per reception jump to 15.7 last year as a junior. He will have 1 year of eligibility remaining with Ole Miss. And I think he brings a lot at 6'1", 190. You can move him around this offense. And this is a good opportunity now that he had spring in his belt. Took some learning, I'm sure, and work with Austin Simmons over the offseason. But he's now poised to probably be one of the dudes on this offense for Ole Miss, Ben.
I think Ole Miss is going to produce 2 1,000-yard wide receivers. And if they do, it'll be Cade Lee, and if you made me guess, Harrison Wallace. Now, that's probably just first week of camp. You know, it's everybody's bigger, faster, and stronger and all that stuff. But I really think that Ole Miss as an offense could support that. Obviously, there are a lot of mouths to feed. But if you're asking me who at least number one or the second wide receiver is after Caden Lee, I think there's no doubt right now it's Harrison Wallace. And as far as a field stretcher, he's inarguably one of, if not the best on this team. He's a space eater, man. You move him around, you get him in space. He runs routes very similarly to Caden Lee, just really good and proficient in that way. And, man, he's done nothing but impress since he got here. He's hit the ground running, and you're right. Opening up his game in a more pass-heavy offense was something that was appealing. And to get him when they did, I think, was such an important piece. Like, look, I think DeJon Stribling has 1,000-yard potential. He's the number one wide receiver at Oklahoma State. 300 yards off was Harrison Wallace at Penn State in a more traditional pro-sec type of offense. I really think Ole Miss could produce 2 1,000-yard receivers. Obviously, one of those is going to be, in my opinion, Caden Lee. He's as good as it gets, especially in the slot. And I'm so excited to see what he does this year. But, man, I'm bullish on Harrison Wallace. And I know Ole Miss is too. And that's why you hear Lane Kiffin talk about the strength of this team potentially being the outside wide receivers. A lot of that has to do with how quickly Harrison Wallace has settled in and gotten his feet underneath him as a starter. And certainly with Traylon Ray and Deuce Alexander behind them. Caleb Cunningham, again, we still haven't talked about Caleb Cunningham because he's in a black jersey. He's limited. He can't really do much. But, man, Caleb Cunningham's going to be a piece of this. Winston Watkins is going to be a piece of this. But if you're asking me, yeah, Ben, right here on August 1st, who's the second wide receiver on Ole Miss's team? I mean, DeJon Stribling is going to be really good for them. They love that kid. But that just shows you how much they love their group. I would say Harrison Wallace just because, man, it's just every day he's showing up. He's not a man of a lot of words. If anybody is of the pro mindset, it's him. But, man, when he speaks, you listen, and he's really high on what this offense can be and his role in it. And I think he's in for a big, big year. Do not undersell either, Ole Miss fan, how important it is for a transfer guy coming in for only 1 year in his money year, like Trey Amos. Typically, you're going to get the very best of that player, like Ole Miss did with Trey Amos. I think you're going to see a similar impact, except on the offensive side with Harrison Wallace, just with what he could bring. And Ole Miss is not going to limit Austin Simmons. They're not going to hand the ball off more than they did last year just because they got the range of running backs. They just need real running back threats. They got that, and they're going to cut it loose with him. And, man, he's really taken a liking to Harrison Wallace so far. Not the same to Caden Lee because they have that chemistry, but also of note, I think, when you're talking about the pro mindset and how these guys have built chemistry, Austin Simmons flew all his wide receivers out to his hometown over the offseason to keep building that. So Harrison Wallace and Caden and all those guys, I mean, they've been building this for a long time, and it shows early on in fall camp. Now, early on in fall camp, all things are good, right? There's going to be some adversity that hits. There's going to be some injuries that hit. I mean, it's inevitable. Stuff like that is going to happen. Ole Miss is going to do its very best to guard against. But for 1 week, man, it's hard to not think that this is another contending Ole Miss football team. I don't know what the win total number would be for me right now. I know the over-under, according to BetMGM, was 8.5. I'd go over right now. I think the schedule and what they have when you go out there and see it, even though it's a lot of new, man, that you're talking about the number one wide receiver at Penn State, the number one wide receiver at Oklahoma State, and a player in Caden Lee who is not getting talked about enough, and he's ready to go prove something as well with a first-year starting quarterback in Austin Simmons who believes himself to be the dude. When you listen to Sage Ryan, it was really cool. I was like, what do you think about, you know, Austin Simmons? You played at the highest level with LSU. You played against the best quarterbacks in the country. Where does he kind of stack up? And he said he looks like that dude. He looks like every bit the quarterback that I the quarterbacks I've faced. And, I mean, you're seeing some Heisman discussion, at least in the underdog role, from national media about Austin Simmons, but a lot of that has to do with what is around him. I think Ole Miss absolutely crushed it in the portal. While defense in the back end especially, they got some questions. This offense with Harrison Wallace and Caden and Austin. Yeah, the Luke Haas injury is really tough, but Caleb Odom, I mean, he's taken to it at least from the receiving end. It's going to be hard to block. But, yeah, Harrison Wallace, this group, it's an exciting one. I think Ole Miss is in for another good year, especially on offense. You know, they got some stuff to figure out defensively, but this offense isn't going to miss a beat, in my opinion.
Yeah, and one thing about, you know, Harrison Wallace, too, as far as stepping into that role and trying to get to that 1,000-yard plateau, Ben, is you had Trey Harris hit the 1,000-yard mark last year, and you had Jordan Watkins and Caden Lee be kind of like right there. And you wonder if Trey Harris plays all the games, you know, how does that pan out as far as maybe being able to get Jordan Watkins and Caden Lee more involved? You know that Trey Harris would have built a higher number up above 1,000, but maybe that leads to them getting a few more targets or something to hit that 1,000-yard plateau themselves. So the Rebels weren't far off from having 3,000-yard receivers last year. So if they can get two this year, I think that maybe tells me two things. One, maybe the running back room helps them out. Maybe they're a little bit more balanced with this, you know, attack under Austin Simmons. And that means that at least one of the transfer wide receivers has panned out, as Dazon Stribling could very well be that guy as well. They've got options now. And if they stay healthy, it'll be another strong wide receiver group. I had one source tell me, look, I mean, it's not a better top tier talent group, it seems like. You know, Caden Lee is elite as a slot guy, but there is a general feel that, you know, from their perspective, we are better top to bottom as far as talent goes. So, and that was kind of more generally speaking about the guys that are going to get snaps. We'll see if Winston Watkins, Caleb Cunningham end up contributing to that wide receiver room as well. If that means that they end up doing that at some level, that's an even scarier thought. But as far as the guys that they really expect to lean on right now, they feel like their top rotation guys as a whole might be better. Again, Trey Harris is Trey Harris, but you had Caden Lee on last year's roster as well. You get him back this year, he's going to be better in all likelihood. And you know, the guys that they've assembled in that top 5, 6, 7, you know, appear to be even better than last year from what some people have told me. So with that, we're going to meet Harrison Wallace III on this edition of Talk of Champions as we wrap it up with Ben's interview with Harrison Wallace. So I hope you guys enjoy that one as we wrap up this week. First week of fall camp for the Rebels wrapped up.
Just great, man. Just great to have football
it's nice.
Back.
It's nice. I've been waiting on it. We are back and down to getting to some football. And, of course, a big recruiting decision Saturday night or sometime Saturday from one of Ole Miss's top targets. So make sure you head over to rebelgrove.com and sign up for just $1 today. And actually, we have a new promo that for your first week for just $1, then you get out of the promotional period. So you can try it out for 1 week for $1. Then as soon as that promotional period is over, On3/Rivals will send you a code for a complimentary year to The Athletic. So a pretty good value add there for our subscribers. So hope you guys enjoy that and take advantage of it. Enjoy a complimentary year of The Athletic included with your membership once you get past a promotional period of just 1 week. So try us out, see how you like it. And of course, give our friends Riverland Roofing and Andy Ludeke at My Perfect Franchise a call. Text or call Riverland Roofing today, 662-644-4297, and give Andy a call, 404-973-9901. So hope you guys enjoy this interview with Harrison Wallace as Ben caught up with him right after the early goings of fall camp. So we'll catch you next time on another edition of Talk of Champions, and have a great weekend, everyone.
Hey again, everybody. Ben Garrett here from Ole Miss Media Day, or Ole Miss first day of fall camp practice is the media day that came afterwards. This is Harrison Wallace, transfer wide receiver from Penn State, going to be a big, big part of this offense. First and foremost, how's it been, man? How's the adjustment to Ole Miss? You were here in the spring, obviously, but do you feel more at home now that you've settled in here?
Yeah, definitely. Just being here, the time that I've been here, going to connections with the guys and the coaches. It's been great.
As far as your chemistry and with Austin and all those kind of things, I told you this before we sat down. I've been gassing you up on this here podcast, man. I'm like, Harrison, you stand out every single practice I watch you, man. What's that chemistry like, and what kind of do you bring for Ole Miss fans that don't know, quite know your game yet? What do you bring to an offense as far as your explosiveness?
Really just being that explosive player down the field that also strive in short and intermediate.
For you, when you decided to transfer from Penn State, what was the main consideration for you? I know you've gotten asked that probably a million times now, but you know, that's not an easy decision, but it's something you decided to make for yourself. And why was Ole Miss the right fit to move to?
Really just coming in on my visit and just sitting down and seeing how they run their offense and just how they use their receivers. It was just a no-brainer. It was an opportunity I couldn't pass up.
Lane just spoke about y'all in that in his little media opportunity. He said the outside wide receivers in particular could be a real strength of this team. And you look out there, man, there's some depth of options. What do you think about y'all's room, the young guys, and just not just you and the starters and DeJean and them, but like it seems like y'all have a really, really loaded up room.
Yeah, we have a great room. And just having that depth, you know, it's just going to push everybody to be their best every day because there's always somebody coming for that job.
As far as Austin, man, this is his first year start. I tried to wait and ask you about him, but everybody's going to ask you about him. It's the quarterback. You know, everybody asks about the quarterback. But as far as Austin, what you've seen from his growth, because you were there with him in the spring till now, what's that been like? What have you seen from him as far as how he's come along?
You know, young guy, first-time starter. So, you know, he just continued to get better each and every day throughout the summer, all the throwing sessions outside of what we had. Just going into the leadership role, he was great. He's going to do great things this year.
And as far as looking around at this team, man, because the expectation has been set, 21 wins in the last 2 years. Lane says, a lot of new, but the expectations are the same. As players, do y'all feel the same way? I mean, it looks like you'll have another contender again. Do y'all feel the same way?
Yeah, for sure. Definitely.
He's Harrison Wallace, transfer wide receiver from Penn State, sitting down with me, Ben Garrett, here for Talk of Champions live from Ole Miss's first day of fall camp. Thank you, my friend. I appreciate it. We'll do it again.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/zip. That's ZipRecruiter.com/zip. ZipRecruiter.com/zip.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains August 8th through the 14th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.